Just about Chris Durham's catch, you know, maybe one of the top five in NFL. Doc, can you just explain what he brought to the table Sunday night and that, maybe that play?
Yeah, it was a great play. Obviously, a great play in any normal game by anybody. Your first game in a while and a snowstorm, it makes it that much better. You know, I thought he played well. Obviously, we left some plays out there, had some chances, but for his first showing in a while and first showing with us, I thought he played pretty well.
Matt, how do you – what's the next step for you? I mean, how do you feel like your physical tools are what they are? What about in terms of reading defenses, making adjustments at the line of scrimmage? Do you think there's another level for you to get to there? Or?
I think you're always learning and always getting better the more experience you get. You know, I change plays at the line of scrimmage quite a bit, have the option to, and lots of times it's, you know, the right call for the right coverage and all that kind of stuff, so I don't have to too much. But, you know, I just go out there and take what the defense has given me. I try to do the best of, and you know, obviously you're learning to the last day you play this game.
How different is it finishing out a down season as opposed to last year? I mean, how does the whole attitude and the mood of, you know, leading a team that's really, you know, ran out of the playoffs, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, just getting it to the house, whatever?
It's different, you know. Obviously, you don't have that, you know, natural buzz to feed off of, that, you know, that playoff in the future, you know, energy to so you got to find it. You know, you got to find ways to play as a team, play for pride, play for, you know, each other, and, you know, for this organization.
What jumps out on tape when you watch Patrick Peterson?
He's, you know, obviously 6'1", 220-pound corner that can run, and he's physically really gifted, really smooth in and out of transition, and obviously knows what to do when the ball's around him. He's, you know, he's made a lot of great plays. It's kind of their whole secondary. You know, their whole secondary is big, physical, active. I think they have 19 or 20 interceptions this year, 9 fumble recoveries. So they're getting turnovers, sacking the quarterback quite a bit too. So this is a really good defense we're playing. You know, you take last week's game out of it. They're a top 10 defense, you know, in every category. The only thing they're not top 10 in right now, I think, is yards. And, you know, last week was kind of an anomaly for them. So, you know, this is a good defense with really good personnel.
You dealt with more criticism and critique this year than in previous years. How you've dealt with that? Do you think a lot of that's just attributed to this team being 4-9?
I don't really pay too much attention to it. And, you know, probably. You know, you win games, everybody wants to talk about how good you are. You lose games, everybody wants to talk about how bad you are. And I understand that. You know, it's the nature of the beast. That's what we do for a living.
Matthew, you know, also when you lose games, people talk about maybe wholesale changes or changing things. Why is that maybe not the right way to go?
You know, I think we got a lot of pieces, you know, in the right place right now. You know, we've dealt with some injuries that have been tough and, you know, some other situations that have been tough, you know, for our offense, especially I'm speaking about our offense, you know, frankly. And, but, you know, I mean, I feel like when you look at it, putting up a decent amount of points and putting up a decent amount of yards, that kind of thing, there's always room for improvement, you know, in every game and every play. You know, I think keeping guys together and keeping continuity is definitely a positive.
Matthew, with Calvin getting within, you know, relatively speaking, striking distance of Jerry Rice's record, is that something you can embrace or celebrate or hang your hat on in this season?
I think so. You know, the great thing I've talked about a little bit, the great thing about that is we're not going out of our way to do it. You know, our offense is at its best when Calvin Johnson's catching the football and making plays for us. So, you know, it's hand in hand with us going out and trying to win games is him catching the ball and making plays for us. So, you know, he's had an outstanding season. You know, he's battled through a lot of stuff that nobody even really knows about, you know, as far as how he's feeling and week in and week out basis. And, you know, just a lot of credit goes to him and getting himself ready to go on Sundays and playing well.
You've seen him do a lot of impressive things, but, you know, losing Nate and Broyles and Titus and having teams obviously trying to stop him and him, you know, maybe playing some of his best football lately, is this stretch about as impressive of a stretch as you've seen him?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he can get hot. He got hot last year at the end of the last year and had, what was it, 3 out of 4 games at 200 and the other one was 100. But what's he gone, 6 in a row now over 100, something like that? 5 of those over 125. I mean, he's making plays for us and, you know, he's really keeping us you know, keeping us going on third down. He's doing it in the red zone. He's doing it, you know, all over the field. So he's made a lot of plays for us. For
how
sure.
has that helped your development in terms of seeing and making changes on the line of scrimmage? Because you must have seen every bizarre coverage imaginable now with him out there.
Yeah, you know, I try to talk to him, let my imagination go a little bit during the week, and try and talk to him leading up to Sunday. Hey, if you get this look, I might do this. Or if I get this look, you know, I might do this. Just try to keep him ready on certain plays. And, you know, it takes a special player on the other end to be able to, you know, take that in-game adjustment and make it happen, which he can do. And, you know, that's part of what makes him really good is, you know, how smart he is and how he can adjust.
Speaking of weird. Have you also been battling through some things that maybe we don't know about? You said Calvin has. Are you the same way? Some people think that you might be injured.
I'm not injured.
Matthew, you, really? You talked
about it. No, I'm not.
Really?
You talked in a radio interview about how closing the season with some wins, especially going on maybe a 3-0 streak to end, can really carry over momentum into the offseason. Can it be the opposite if you guys weren't able to get together maybe and lost the way out? Could that negatively affect the offseason in the upcoming?
I think if you let it, you know, I think it's both ways. You know, it can be a positive if you carry that momentum, if you build off of it. If you don't, then, you know, it's not a positive if you win 3-0, you know, that kind of thing going into the off season. It works both ways. But you know, we'll do everything we can to make sure we play well the next 3 weeks.
Last question. Well, if nobody else, I got a question just about shotgun in general. You guys use shotgun more than any team in the NFL. I just wondered from your perspective, what are the advantages of working out shotgun?
You know, you don't have to squeeze as many protections. You don't have to, you know, throw as many hots into a non-hot situation as you would if you're under center. And we're such a, you know, 11 personnel team or a four wide team. Getting under center, if they mug guys up, you're gonna have trouble protecting. You may have to throw hot into a 2-deep look, and that's not what we want to do. So, you know, we get in the gun, and you know, that's where we work well.
Hey, man,
you good?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Real quick, your TD celebration the other day, was that the LT? Was that the
Yeah, I just did that in the Eagles game and decided to do it again after I almost fell down.
Have you actually practiced that?
No, it's not an intricate move. It's a lot of practice.